Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We moved cows from the corn to the corn stalks this week. Most of the calves had stayed on their side of the fence for this week, and we had an opportunity to move the mamas elsewhere. In this case, elsewhere was 14 miles east. You were right, Dad. Crossways with the corrugations of this part of the country. Record high November temps, and all those hills had the cows pretty uncomfortable, but at least the help wasn't complaining about being cold. As I have probably mentioned before, the average temperature on a Pinecrest cattle drive is around 50 degrees, with the wind blowing at 45 miles an hour, coming from all directions, driving just a little bit of very dry sleet. So this trip was way above average, especially for the 2nd of November. Thanks to my neighbors, Al and Barb, for letting us water on their place, and even offering to let us overnight the cows if we needed to. It looked like I might need to take them up on that offer, but we kept pushing, and the next day the cows appeared to be no worse for wear. Several times on the drive it looked like I might have to use my secret weapon, what a Republican senator would call a nuclear option, to overrule in the most dire circumstances. To overcome bovine stall tactics is the inspiration for a brand new poem. Let me run this one by you. Out of your rolls now, cowboys, the sun will soon rise high. The first rays of light are showing in the eastern sky. If you don't get moving, for mercy you will cry. I can't yodel, and you don't want me to try. I'm the evil spawn of Jimmy Rogers. I wonder if he knew. Perhaps the misuse of his legacy is what made that yodeler blue. Patsy would have sought a sweetheart from another line of work. To ride beside me across the prairie is a duty she would shirk. Head for the pens now, Cavvy. It's nearly light enough to see. These ponies all know better than to try and mess with me. They willingly take flight, their obedience is total. Far better to be saddled than to listen to me yodel. When I have to unwind with my western caterwaul, Eddie wishes he'd have sent a letter instead of singing cattle call. Every creature will seek shelter that lives here on this ranch. If Swiss Miss were an earshot, she would claim to be from France. Up the trail now, doggies, don't slow or wonder why. I feel the heat and dust, and the sweat stings in my eye. Riding drag in your wake, your misery I share. It is not time for grazing, and I don't have to play fair. Let me eat the grit and grime as I polish up a line. If we keep it conversational, everything will be just fine. But should I test the tension and restring my vocal cord, it's displeasure beyond measure you will cry out to the Lord. This cowboy usually rides alone. That most often is the case. Why can't I spot the rabbits that my dog pretends to chase? On occasion when I break out into a yodeling song, the badgers burrow deeper, and the coyotes sing along. Now I stand upon a stage, the spotlight shines on me. Is this the moment that I honor an entertainment legacy? Take my place among the others, as I contemplate I pause, and the crowd drowns me out with their thunder and applause. For the word gets around, my secret is now out. The folks are on their feet as they all clap and shout. As I leave the stage, I tip my hat and give a little sigh. I can't yodel, and they don't want me to try. I hope you folks enjoyed that more than the crew here did. They don't seem to be having as much trouble adjusting to daylight savings time as I am. For a few hours of the day, the hamster seems to be the only one very interested in what is going on with me. If you know of someone that is on a different timeline that might be interested in what is going on the ranch, have them visit the Homegrown website at www.rpsmith.us and check out the Listen Online page. Thanks for riding along this morning. Please join me back here at the same time next week for another edition of Homegrown.